Welcome to Reaching Out Ministries. We would like to thank you for joining us for this week's program with Pastor Dave Waldner as he continues to preach the gospel. We invite you to listen to the Word of God presented in word and in song.
We move along with time in our work and in our play. Just a fleeting moment and it dawns another day. Days turn into seasons, summer heat and winter cold, but God keeps another time, so I am told. Can you see the clock from where you stand? Can you tell the hour by the pointing of the hand? Night is fast approaching, there are shadows. Seem to know the season for the planting and the plow, but there's a greater harvest that's going on right now. Gathering wheat into the barn until the trumpet blows, reaping will come to a close. Can you see the clock? From where you stand, can you tell the hour by the pointing of the hand? Night is fast approaching, there are shadows in the land. Can you see the clock from where you stand? Can you see the clock from where?
How many of you been enjoying the last week, listening to what's going on as we get closer to the end? It's horrific. I knew this would come years ago, but for some reason I did not understand the total depravity of mankind. I didn't see it. Now God is starting to show how depraved people are. It's not only Hezbollah, it's also the Jews. God promised the Jews this land. These guys, they want to kick them out. They don't want to kick them out. They want to kill every Jew that's alive. Once they'd be finished with the Jew over there, then they'd come for the Jew here. Or the Jew in London, or the Jew in Germany. God made a promise to Abraham. Your seed will last forever. And that's what Satan wants to try and change. But we know Satan is a born loser. He's a loser, and he will not win. Israel will stand. The flag of Israel will fly when Jesus comes back. They'll go through stuff. But let me tell you, Keep your eyes on there. It's just me telling you, this is where it all going to begin. The end of the end. And we're starting to see it. God said in the last days, there shall be perilous times. Men shall be lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. We're seeing that all around us. And we are now beginning to see what God is really meant by that. I've studied this for years, and I said, is man so depraved that he would even kill his own mother and dad, that he would kill his brother and sister? I've experienced some of that, not killing necessarily, but seeing the end result of hatred towards them that turn to God. Yes, when they chop up babies, kick and take off their heads right in front of everybody and gleefully putting it on the internet where everybody can watch, you know that man is desperately wicked, constantly evil, and he needs a savior. That goes for Hamas, that goes for the Muslims, for any religion. There is Catholic, Hutterite, Mennonite, you name it. We need Jesus. But there's a problem. I will preach today about a subject that Steve touched on, but it does not make logical sense to many, many people who will end up in hell. And this is what God means. They hate God. And that's why God cannot open their eyes to see the total unlogic idea of how to get to heaven. Can you remember, for those of you who are here, when you were young, you wanted to go to heaven. Everybody here, I'm sure, wanted to go to heaven. One day, God showed you how to get there. And for a while, you were kind of shook up. Anyway, I was. That is way too simple. But God, if that's what you said, I'm going to go for it. Why did I go for it? Because I believed what the Word of God said. Never mind what was preached to me. Never mind what was taught to me. I believed the unlogical, impossible situation that God brought into this world. Listen in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But to us that are saved, it is the power of God. To us that are saved, the preaching of the cross is the power that will get us into the kingdom. And it says, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. How can it be possible that God would give heaven to somebody who doesn't work for it? For somebody who just believes what Jesus did on the cross is all you need. There was this one Jerry jailer that asked Paul, what must I do to be saved? And what did Paul say? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Who can make sense of that? Not the logical mind that tries to figure everything out. It's the one that takes it by faith and says, whatever you say, God, this is exactly how I'm going to take it. So the preaching of the cross is foolishness because they do not believe what God says. But to us that are saved, it is the most powerful thing that ever existed on this planet. Hallelujah. It's the blood of Jesus. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21, "For after that the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." So regardless how wise you are, you don't qualify, and that's it, unless you believe the foolishness of preaching of the cross. You can be, what's that guy's name that invents everything? Einstein. He invented stuff. Like the guy who came up with the electric cars just to make money. You know, those guys are so smart, so wise, but they don't believe the foolishness of preaching. The foolishness of preaching of the cross. That's what's going to bring them into hell. Not their evil doings. We're all dead in trespasses and sin. We're all come short of the glory of God. Whether you steal or whether you murder or whether you, whatever you do, it doesn't matter. We come short and we all get the same medicine. And then it goes on, Galatians chapter 3. For those of you who have problem with believing, at least believe what the word says. For you are all the children of God. By what? By your good works? By being a goody two-shoes? No. For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. I want to ask a question. Are you a child of God? If you believe what this word says here, then you are. But the problem with the wise, the problem with the foolish, I call them, they don't believe what the word of God says. That this simple faith in this God Almighty is going to take us into the kingdom. And not only that, taking us into the kingdom. For the rest of eternity, we are going to rule and reign with him. Universes, that's ours, because we are his children. And the reason we are his children, we have faith in this Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. What did he do with the law? The law that says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. Do that. It's not that I'm giving you a license to sin. Anybody who uses that as an excuse, I will question him, are you a Christian? What did he do with the law? He nailed it to the tree. Hallelujah. He crucified the law. He nailed it to the tree. Now it does not touch us because we believe what Jesus did. It says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made what? A curse for us. He took the curse on himself. He took it on himself for us. For it is written, curses everyone that hangs on a tree. It says the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Why? Because we're all under a curse. We cannot see the light unless we turn to this God and accept his forgiveness. Ask and it shall be given unto you. There's no excuse for anybody. He made it so easy a 2-year child can understand. Jesus saves. We sing those songs. Jesus saves, Jesus saves. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, this is what we lean on. I don't care how sick you are, or how smart you are, or how much money you got in the bank. If you don't have this promise in your heart, it all to no avail. You'll live maybe 90 years, 80. The Bible says he gives you 70 years. After that, there's nothing but problems. And I have experienced that and am experiencing it. There's nothing but problems. But guess what? I got Jesus. Amen. I walk in joy. I know where I'm going. My time is coming when this body will simply peel off and adios. I'm out of here and I'm going to be with Christ for eternity. Galatians chapter 3 verse 21. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. The law is good. Thou shalt not kill. What would happen if everybody would start killing one another? Pretty soon there'd be nothing left. And if you would leave man to his way of operating, in the end they would annihilate themselves. They would simply kill each other off. God forbid, for if there had been a law given which would have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. If there would have been one law given where we could become righteous, God would have made it. Hallelujah, he would have. But there is no law. It's the blood of Christ. But the scripture have concluded, all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Abraham believed, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Let's look at Abraham a little bit. He was a liar. He was a coward. He sold out his wife. Hey, that's not my wife. Hey, you take her if you want her. Just leave me alive. Come on. You read the Old Testament saints. They're cowards, they are adulterers, they're everything. You don't want your kid to grow up like King David, that's for sure. And always not live like him. You look at these things, Jacob, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, what was he? He was a thief, he was a swindler. He swindled everybody out of his stuff. By the time you'd look up, he'd have your house, your wife, your kids, everything, and you'd be left empty-handed. Amen. But he was God's chosen vessel, and nobody could touch him. Amen. Go figure it out. I can't. God has his ways, and we accept what he has for us. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 1, verse 8. But though we are an angel, listen to this, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than what we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. You know what that simply means? If you got somebody out there who preaches religion, let him go to hell. That's what it says. Let him be accursed. That's where cursed people go. They go to hell. If you were raised in a system where the preacher preached other anything other than the cross of Christ, and he still insists on it. He doesn't listen when you talk to him about Jesus. Let him go to hell. The Bible teaches it. Let him be accursed. I'm not making this up. This was written 2,000 years ago by who? By God himself. I'm just a spokesman today, and I'm coming on strong, I know that. But that's the truth, and it will not diminish. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5, verse 5. For we through the Spirit, we got the Spirit in here. We accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. We know he's our only hope. We know that he's our only chance that we have. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. We are going to become righteous simply by faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The other day, I was talking to a guy about the Ten Commandments, even the Sermon on the Mount. God put the Ten Commandments out of our reach. The Sermon on the Mount, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, and all thy mind. Is there anybody here that can honestly say he loves the Lord his God with all his soul, all his heart, all his mind? Don't say yes, because you're a liar if you do. Do you love your neighbor as yourself? Don't say yes, because you're a liar if you do. But that's what God says. This is the two only commandments that qualify you. Love your Lord God and love your neighbor. But you fail every time. You can't love your neighbor as yourself. You don't love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind. Oh, I would love to do that. And one day I will. That's for sure. And I love even you as I love myself. You can be sure of that once we're in heaven. You know that's coming. So look at me. I'm going to be your ever-loving neighbor. I'm going to be there, patting you on the back. You're such a nice guy, and I'm going to mean it. I'm going to mean it. It's not going to come out with a forked tongue. I'll be telling the truth when I say, you're such a nice guy. You know why you're such a nice guy? Because you became like Christ. Hallelujah. Christ is a nice guy. God is perfect, pure, holy. This is what we are promised. We are and will one day be like God. Face to face, we will see what he sees in us already. Lest it's there for us. It started. We are going to be God's chosen for the rest of eternity. Let's put our minds and our hearts into his heart and become one with him. And let's study the word so that we can know the love of Christ. Because God did not only die for my sin, for what I do wrong. He also died for my thoughts. If it says, thou shalt not commit adultery, that thought is taken care of at the cross. If it says, thou shalt not kill, it says, even if you think of killing somebody, and believe me, I have thought of killing people. Well, praise be to God. God died for that sin. I'm pure. I'm holy. I belong to him. And I can rest assured that his promises will stay true for the rest of eternity. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing to yourself.
Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun. The good news is that when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints has just begun. The old king gave a party, brought the vessels of the Lord. They drank till nobody there was sober. What really stopped the band was when God sent a hand that wrote upon the wall, the party's over. Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun. The good news is that when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints has just begun. Lifeboats waiting, get on board today. Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun. The good news is that when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints has just begun. Go and tell the world the party's over. Get your house in order for the coming of the sun. The good news is that when the party's over for the world, celebration for the saints has just begun.
We would like to thank you for your prayers and support as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. If you would like to get in touch with us here at Reaching Out Ministries, you can write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. That's Reaching Out Ministries at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. You can also reach us online at reachingoutministries.com or subscribe to our YouTube channel, Reaching Out Ministries, for all our services. For the music on this program, you can also write to us for more information, or you can follow the Wellman Family Singers on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, and all other platforms. Thank you for your support. May God richly bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
A precious jewel.